This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. It is that time of the day for you. I don't know when you get the show, and I would tell you I don't care because, not because I'm, you know, being a prude, like, I don't care when you get it. I just care that you get it. But I do just care that you get it, and I'm glad you guys are getting this show. So thanks for tuning in. I'm going to read a couple of listener messages because we haven't done this in a while. And we've got new markets, and they don't know who I am. They're like, who is this Kevin Jackson guy? He's new to us. Maybe. So here's what somebody wrote. Or Jan, it was, in fact. Kevin, I've read two of your books, Race Pimping and another earlier one. They are great. I'm grateful for your input into the world, and thanks for the personal response. I'm honored. I include you in the realm of Larry Elder. You guys are needed in this world of insanity and people pulling the race card every chance they get. I believe in personal responsibility, and it's up to each one of us to make our own life better. No one's going to do it for you. P.S. Race Pimping was a laugh a minute. Great. But, of course, serious at the same time. Thanks, Kevin. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Jan. This message is from, who is it? I couldn't see the notes. Why don't you learn how to write better? Eddie. Eddie says, hey, Kevin, I heard you on the internet a month or so ago, and when I catch your show streaming. I just wanted to say it's refreshing to hear a radio personality who's black and can convey or discuss a topic without it always being about racism. We're about the same age. By the way, I'm white. Well, then we don't look the same age. That's all I got to say. Anyway, he says, and I remember me and my black friends cracking racial jokes about each other. No harm. Didn't mean anything. Your comment that the Summer Olympics was your favorite with track and field and you were being black made me think of this. Telling a joke or making a true statement isn't racism. It's your actions and what's in your character. White men can't jump. It's true and funny. But I never heard that thrown out by the left as racial. Anyway, I hope you get my short point. Keep up the good work. Take care, Eddie. Hey, there is a white dude that can jump. He can absolutely sky. You got to see this video of this white guy in a slam, doing a slam dunk. It was during a slam dunk contest, and they said something. He showed up, and they said something like, you think you can do it? He's like, yeah, I can do it. And this guy absolutely could sky. I've never seen a white guy jump like this in my life. I'm telling you, it was amazing. It certainly broke the mold. Anyway, hey, listen, I'm glad you guys are here. Lots to talk about. I was looking at different topics for today, trying to figure out where I wanted to go, what I wanted to talk about. And Kid Rock's running for Senate. I want to chime in on that. I think people are taking these types of things the wrong way. And I want to make sure that we explain that this is not necessarily good. And you guys have heard me talk about Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. Well, a guy that I know, an acquaintance, he became wealthy through WebMD, and he's worth about $400 million now, and he threw a party, and Kid Rock was hired to do the party. He made $500,000 to do that party, and I the little bit of time I got to know Kid Rock, I became a huge fan, and more after, you know, after that, when he, you know, did the song, Sweet Home Alabama, and all summer long. Great song. And I just, and then I heard his politics, and I really liked the guy. But to run for Senate, I'm going to chime in on that in a minute. You know what? Let's just talk about it now. Right? I mean, I know we got a lot of stuff on the plate, and you guys are ready with all the different things over there, but you know what? It's my show, fellas. You will adjust. I'm talking to my producers. So, here's the thing. I think it's great when we have a person like Kid Rock who says, I'm a conservative. I want you to, he's got a whole group of fans, and he can get to those people the way we can't. So I love that. But we tend to make such a big deal that, and I don't know whether this is good or bad, we're just kind of riffing on this together, but I don't want it to be like, hey, we got another one, yeah, we got one more entertainer, woo. there are lots of entertainers that are out there, and we need to say, hey, look, use Kid Rock as your example, but come on over. You're already here. We can't make it sound like, you sound like a loser when you're like, hey, we got one more. One of the cool guys wants to be with us nerds. And so this idea that Kid Rock's coming over, he's a, you know, he's a rock star, and he's giving us the time of day, and, you know, we're the ugly little girls out there, is ridiculous. We're amazing folks. Kid Rock is lucky to have us on his side. I'm happy he's on our side. But does that make him a senator? This guy is going to be much more effective. And I know we talked a little bit about this earlier because I remember saying this, but he's going to be much more effective on the outside, throwing concerts for people who that he really supports and wants them to run. You know, he charges his friend of mine $500,000. Kid Rock shows up somewhere and just plays a little guitar, does a couple of songs. He's going to get lots of people coming out. He becomes a de facto senator when he throws his support around people doing what he wants to do. People ask me, Kevin, why don't you run for politics? Why? Why would I? Okay, let's just say for the sake of discussion, I run for city council. And I win. Now, suddenly, all I am is a city councilman. I'm no longer this powerful voice in a conservative movement. I've picked my strata. That's why I so appreciate what Trump did. Trump said, I want to be president. I'm not starting over on the school board. I'm not going to become a congressman, work my way up to be a senator, then do a governor. Or, you know, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be president. We have a guy here. He's the governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens, who... you know, and he won. He came in at governor, and I, to his credit, you come in at governor or you come in at president. End of story. Both of those guys have the power of life and death. So, and they have budget responsibility, but nothing else. And I'm not a fan of Greitens. Only thing I like about him is he's a Navy SEAL. And maybe if I got to know him a little bit more, because I think he's a charlatan, and he has aspirations to be president, but I see danger in him right now, unless he changes my mind. But I do admire his SEAL, background, and the fact that he says, you know what, go big or go home. And to be honest with you, I don't know, maybe Kid Rock is an amazing business person. He's, you know, got intellect beyond what I, you know, may give him credit for. But I really believe he would be better off helping in other ways, and that's why I'm not running. The only positions I would ever even consider running for are governor or president, and I don't even want to run for governor. And by the way, I'm getting to the age where I don't want to do anything except enjoy my life. But you guys tell me, I'm going to be much more effective when I have a national, you know, radio show and maybe a TV show, and I'm beating these guys up on the regular, and they're dying to get on because they're like, man, Kevin, we'll torch you if you don't come on to defend yourself. That's important to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. If you want to call the show, kjradio.com. A little bit of housekeeping. You want to get my book, racepimping.com. You want to support the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. More coming on all these updates along the way, I promise. And if I sound a little tired, it's because I am. in the midst of a move, in the midst of a lot of things going on, I gotta free up some time to really get myself back in shape. I don't feel good unless I'm just really at the peak. And I'm getting to an age where, you know, I can't be peak, you know, to where I was in my 20s. But I gotta tell you, there's something to be said for feeling good. You know, just lungs just can absorb all that air. You know, just it's amazing. So I gotta get back in shape, and it's impacting me. I can tell you, I can feel it in how I deliver what I do. You may not notice. I'm like 92%, which is almost undetectable. My, wait. You guys look at me like I'm crazy. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. De Blasio. This guy ran like a rat the other day. I watched his video, and a woman asked him one question, and he just scurried, man. He did. And let me tell you why. It had to do with the police. The woman was like, you are anti-police, et cetera, et cetera. And she went on to talk about his scandals. He got out of a scandal for fundraising fraud, but he's got some issues around some people that he appointed to be police commissioner, and it's completely backfired. There's a reason why I understand why he didn't want to answer the question. And I wrote of the corruption of these demon rats. I don't call them Democrats as much as I'd like to, but they're demon rats. And de Blasio in particular, because here's what had happened. And we talked about this on the air not too long ago. When the New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said that the current corruption scandal embroiling the NYPD went to the highest level of the department, he was really, he wasn't kidding. The former chief of department and highest ranking uniformed member of the NYPD is a guy named Philip Banks III, and he resigned in 2014. Now, Bratton had tried to promote him to first deputy commission. Now, Banks resigned because of the promotion. Now, I want you to think about that a second. He's going to become the highest ranking guy in the force, and he turns it down. Now, if you equated the NYPD's ranking system, you know, rank and file to the federal government, the chief of department is like a four-star general, and his boss, the first deputy commissioner, would be like an undersecretary of defense. Okay? So, for Banks, the promotion would have actually been a pay cut. And I'll explain that in just a second. Now, Bratton was aware of how Banks... Bratton is the New York City Police Commissioner. He knows that Banks is buttering his bread as the chief of department, which is why he wanted to promote him to first deputy commissioner. I know that sounds strange, but he turned this promotion down that would have made him the highest ranking dude under the chief in the department because it was going to be a pay cut. All right, you get it? He had complained that the promotion would, quote, diminish his power in managing the department. Him now being the top dude would diminish his power. So the New York Post revealed this. They said, now the Post can reveal that the target of an ongoing federal corruption probe, when he walked away from his job as one of the most powerful men on the force, was this guy Banks. Investigators found hundreds of thousands of dollars in bank accounts that raised flags, red flags, and they said, according to the sources, Banks went to the Dominican Republic on golf outings aboard a private jet by Hamlet Peralta. Story thickens, the plot thickens. Peralta was arrested and charged with running a $12 million Ponzi scheme that even ripped off fellow officers. So he let the NYPD get screwed blind, or, you know, whatever. You know, they were robbed blind, I guess is what I should have said. But then there was de Blasio's ethics scandal around fundraising. And this all ties back together to part of what de Blasio was doing. It was a pay-for-play scam. And de Blasio was wanting to appoint these people that supported his campaign into key positions. So that was what was happening. But anyway, he had another. So I'm going back to this lady that asked de Blasio, why didn't you show up to the cop's funeral? Why were you gallivanting around Germany? And oh, by the way, I still know about your scandals. And this woman started to question him, he made a U-turn immediately and just said, I'm not even getting close to this. Now, he had this ethics scandal. He was found not guilty, but that doesn't mean he was innocent. Okay? And then, and this is the part that got me in this whole thing, after he was found not guilty, he had said, you know what, I'm not going to stick the taxpayers with this bill because, you know, I can't in good conscience do that. Then he got the bill. And then he decided, I'm going to let the citizens of New York pay my legal fees for my fundraising shenanigans that, quite frankly, he wasn't. Let me tell you, if they let legitimate people take a look at de Blasio and what he did, he'd be in jail. But they won't do that. And so he would have been convicted had it been a real trial, a real, you know, investigation. But when he got freed, he decided, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to renege. And I want you guys to foot the bill. And I think, how slimy are you? Under investigation from 2016 through March by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney and the Manhattan District Attorney and the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics. And it focused on his fundraising activity. By the way, you remember Dinesh D'Souza went to prison because he wrote checks for people at a fundraiser to support some candidate, and it was less than 20 grand. De Blasio and what he's doing, we're talking millions of dollars, folks. He raised $4.3 million for a nonprofit campaign for One New York that promoted his causes, and the news found that at least $3 million came from entities seeking favors from City Hall. Surprise? And Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. found that de Blasio's 2014 efforts to raise huge donations in a failed effort to switch the state senate to the Democrats were contrary to the intent and spirit of laws restricting donation amounts. I mean, scurrilous is what these guys are. But you can go to prison for this. De Blasio gets a get-out-of-jail-free card and then reneges on paying his bill.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Jackson proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong. It felt so right. It don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Hawk, I liked it.
Totally amazing.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So I talked the other day about Hillary Clinton, and I like looking at trends, and I keep telling you guys, if you learn how to watch these trends, if you learn how to read between the political lines, you know what's going on. Maybe I've watched too much House of Cards. I don't know. But I've gotten to where I kind of know what's going on here. And Hillary Clinton is so last decade. I mean, she's now officially a relic. And it's long overdue. I think about how politics works, and it's a shame, folks. Think about this. It is a shame that you can take a family name and just suddenly it becomes bigger than life. I don't care that people become successful. I think it's wonderful. I remember seeing Denzel Washington in St. Louis. His son came to play for the Rams. This is probably 3-4 years ago. And there's Denzel standing there, and he's cheering his son on. And his son was on the practice squad. But you know, Denzel Washington's an actor. His son didn't become an iconic actor, and his son's not even a name brand football player. What am I trying to say? You know what I'm saying? Marquee, you know, people don't know his name. They don't know who he is. And so there's no dynasty there. And even like you look at Ken Griffey Jr., Sr. and Jr. and Barry Bonds and his dad, you know, you get maybe one other generation, like father-son or mother-daughter, and then that's pretty much it. But in politics, they try to have dynasties. They want the Rockefellers, you know, and the Kennedys. And the Clintons wanted to be one of those. And America's not built on dynasties and kings and queens and, you know, royalty. I think about the rap guys like Jay-Z and Beyonce and people knowing the names of their children and treating them as if they're something. Look, they can sing. Congrats. And I mean, I don't even like it. They can sing and perform. Congratulations. But should that make you royalty? Should you then have a bigger name and this, a bigger vote, if you will, in the stake of others? Because somebody knows. No, look, I'm a pretty smart guy. And I happen to really like me. But I'll put it this way. My vote is no better than your vote. And the only thing we can do is we can work as a collective to say, hey, look, we're going to do what's right for the majority of the people, and occasionally it's going to impact you negatively. But if we do what's right, we're going to feel good about it. That impact is going to be so minute that it doesn't matter. But you get people like the Clintons who say, you know what? If we go out there and raise billions of dollars, and we funnel it through various friends organizations, we can help a lot of our friends. And the $2 billion we raised for Haiti, we'll build them a water treatment plant. It's quite the opposite. They see opportunity where we, you know, look, I'm all for better roads and bridges and schools and things like this. And understanding that a piece of what I earn has to go into that infrastructure in order to help other people get ahead. But I don't build a road or bridge or school or something else with a scheming idea of how can I get something out of this. I think of it as if we build better roads and schools and support businesses and things like this, we get more things to enjoy as human beings. And I would say that's the distinction. But the Clintons are not like that. And I'm going to tell you, for the record, neither are any leftists that I've ever met. They all have an ulterior motive. They all have something to be gained for themselves when they deal with you. I'm not talking about, you know, I had a contractor come the other day to look at doing some work in my house. He's a fan of my work. And we sat there and we were truly equals. I'm telling him, you've got to make money. He's saying, Kevin, I understand what you're wanting to do to the house. We're going to give you the best value. And I can tell you, we were sitting there. I had no concept of, I'm going to take advantage of this dude. It was truly, we you know, had a great conversation. He's telling me about his past, how he started. He was a co-founder of the company, how they love hearing me on the radio. And we talked martial arts. It turns out he and his brother were pretty big in point fighting and going around the country doing demos. We talked about mutual people we knew. And at the end of it, it was like talking to my bro, you know? And he's like, dude, I got you. And I'm like, I got you. And that was that. And it was a great feeling. But I can tell you, he wasn't looking at me like, oh, I got this guy. And I certainly wasn't looking at him that way. But the left doesn't behave that way. And let me tell you, they understand where they are. And that's why it's no accident. I'm talking about where they are politically, where they are in the minds of other people. The left knows they're in big trouble. And it's no accident that Schumer blamed Hillary for her own demise, letting Comey, Russia, and Donald Trump off the hook in one statement. He made a declaration, and I talked about this the other day, that the Clintons are no longer going to be a threat to the Democratic Party. The gauntlet of protection afforded this former first family no longer exists. So they have to leave the political scene, or somebody's going to start telling them where the bones are buried. And this is what I suspect is happening, folks. They know that the end of the Russian saga has neared. And the bad news for Hillary Clinton, Mueller now has to shift that investigation her way. There's no way Mueller can investigate Russia with everything America knows about it and not address Hillary Clinton. And the irony of it all is it's President Donald Trump's media juggernaut, that has caused the Democrat strategy to fail, and I'm talking about his tweets. I saw a cartoon where they have Trump shooting a Gatling gun, like a, you know, and it out is this the Twitter bird, you know. It's really funny. Very clever, whoever did that. And so Donald Trump used Twitter to call for the Justice Department to reopen the criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton. And all the, you know, the email stuff and all that. And he called into question the witch hunt, and he's called it that. He called it a witch hunt of the Russian investigation. And in quintessential Trump fashion, he provided fodder by way of innuendo when he used the term the beleaguered AG. Now, when I originally thought about this, I was like, is he really talking about... who's he talking about? Is he talking about Loretta Lynch or is he talking about Sessions? Because Loretta Lynch is the beleaguered former AG. So here's what he actually tweeted. He says, so why aren't the committees and investigators and, of course, our beleaguered AG looking into crooked Hillary's crimes in Russia relations? He was talking about Jeff Sessions. He absolutely was. And Donald Trump is jumping Jeff Sessions' bones publicly, not because he doesn't like Sessions. I've made the case that Sessions isn't strong enough to be his AG. But he's jumping it because he's saying, look, if you don't have the guts, the political, to get out there and start doing your job, I'll do it for you. I'll get public opinion to force you to reopen the investigation to Clinton and start looking at this other stuff. Now, what's beautiful about this is Trump could sit back on his laurels and say, you know what, let's just let this Russia thing play out. It's not going to do anything. But he now figured it out. Russia isn't going to go away, not because there's anything there, but because the left likes it to linger. It's like a flu bug. They want it hanging around in the air, and eventually, if you keep, you know, living and breathing, you're going to get it. So Trump's saying, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to go on the offensive and go after what I know is real, and it's going to force you to have to drop Russia because I'm going to put you back on Front Street. I love this. I love it. And he's also attacking another guy. We'll talk about him in just a second. That's Adam Schiff. What? I don't know who I can't stand more, Schumer or Schiff. Luckily, they both have SCH in the beginning of their name, so I can start with Sh. Anyway, we'll be back in a bit.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom,
If you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You play with the bull, you might get the horn. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255. Hey, let me say something to some of the affiliates that are out there. Appreciate your program directors. I'll get it out. I appreciate your program directors for picking up the show. I don't know how many hours you get of the show. It's a three-hour show daily. Typically, we run during the time of Limbaugh. And a lot of people are, Kevin, do you want to compete against Limbaugh? Yes, absolutely. Why would I want to compete? Who do you want me to compete against? Pookie? I want to compete against Limbaugh. And when I start kicking Limbaugh's butt, you guys start seeing my clips, you're going to go, holy cow, who's this guy? right? I'm the guy that took on Limbaugh. Now, I'm not trying to take Limbaugh out. He's got a great voice for conservatism. But he's not the only one. Anyway, here's my point. If you only get in the show 1 hour, tell your PD, the program director at the radio station, hey, can we get more? Can you broadcast the rest of the show in the evening? Whatever. Look, these guys have a tough job. They have to make a decision on when a show needs to go on. They've got lots of pressures from the owners of their stations and the syndicates as to where they can put me. So if they put me on for an hour, it's because they really like the show and they're like, you know, I'm going to squeeze them in. But, you know, it's a 3 hour show. So if you want it, get more of it. If you want, you like it, you love it, you want some more of it. Yeah, we're musical too over here. Oh, my producers are singing it. I can't let them hear you guys, but I'd like them to, even though your singing voices suck. Anyway, glad you guys are here. So, sleazy Democrat got on Donald Trump's radar. And let me tell you something. When you get on Trump's radar, it's like being on Santa's naughty list, except it's worse. Because if Trump calls you out, it can impact your future. Now, Adam Schiff is a lifelong leftist. He was born and raised, dyed in the wool leftist. His folks are from Massachusetts. He was born in 1960. They moved. He's finally ended up in California. I mean, where else could you? You're talking about the alien egg epicenter, the mothership or whatever of leftism in Massachusetts and California. And he hates you as conservatives, and he hates Donald Trump. This is a Jewish guy who, for all intents and purposes, and he's a secular Jew who does not like America and is doing everything he can to destroy his own people. It's amazing to me. Look, you can liberals get mad at me and people like me, Larry Elder and, you know, Herman Cain and Alan West, but they can never accuse us of saying we're trying to destroy black people. Quite the contrary. We're trying to change the perception of blacks. So people go, man, oh, look at that black. Oh, you got to hire that black team. You know those black kids are. They work their butts off. You know, we're trying to change the whole perception of black. You could never say, oh, he's trying to destroy the black race. No, I'm trying to stop abortion. You know, things like this. But with the secular Jews, I don't get it. These leftist Jews, they don't care about Israel. They would bring Muslims into their own neighborhoods and ultimately for their own demise. I don't get them. And Adam Schiff is one of these guys. But let me tell you, he's got a stellar record. I mean, in terms of his government service and all that. If you just look at, thank you. If you just look at he's got a JD from Harvard, bright guy. And I could go on. I could list all of his legislative accomplishments. He cut his teeth by prosecuting a guy who sold secrets to the Soviets. So the guy's got a decent pedigree, and he's got a stellar record, and he did the wrong thing. I'm just telling you, if you go back and you look at this guy's, you know, good student, smart guy, blah, 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 whatever, stupid for being a leftist, of course, but he's got all the intellectual stuff that makes him supposedly bright, except he hung around leftists his entire life. This Adam Schiff knows no other thought process than leftist. Leftism. That's it. Which makes him dumb. I mean, he is, no offense, ladies, blondes, but he's blonde dumb, you know, the way we stereotypically think of blondes. That's the way leftists are, because they can't think any other way. If you say to me, Kevin, can you look at the other side of immigration? Sure. Can you look at the other side of voter ID? Can you look at the other side of, you know, whatever, tax policy, minimum wage? Yeah. I'm happy to hear your argument on it. And then I'm going to just start asking questions. I don't have to berate you. I don't have to belittle you. All I can do is ask questions, too. So with voter ID, why is it you target only blacks when you are talking about valid voter ID? Well, Kevin, you know, back in the day, black people couldn't get this and this didn't happen. Okay, so wait. You're telling me old black people didn't have birth certificates. I know old white people that didn't have birth certificates, but I don't see you targeting old whites. Why are you not targeting all people? Why are you targeting blacks? Why is the argument centered around blacks when it comes to voter ID? Answer. And then let me ask you this. Do you believe that black people are more stupid than other races and therefore don't know how to go get a valid ID?
Well, Kevin, you know, there's a group of people that can't read.
Okay, so let's just say that's the truth. Do you believe that black people are surrounded by nothing but other stupid black people who couldn't explain to somebody who doesn't understand how to go do it? I'm just going to sit here and let you listen, let you answer. You get what I'm saying? I don't have to debate. I don't have to get all my... You're trying to say about black people. I don't have to do that. I'm just going to ask you... I told you guys, I will play 20 questions with any leftist, and I will have them spinning on their heads in less than five.
I can spin a leftist on his head in three questions.
Spin that leftist.
You remember that? I could name that too. No, you don't. You guys don't remember. You're too little. You're too young.
I want some old producers. Where's Dave? Anyway, Schiff made a mistake, folks. He got on Donald Trump's radar, and he's now sleazy. Remember Crooked Hillary? Do you think Hillary Clinton, in the rest of her life, first of all, she's going down in history as being Crooked Hillary. Anybody doubt me? Hillary Clinton, number one, she is crooked. So it fit. But nobody's given nicknames. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the way. I'm going to tie this together for you. In black vernacular, in life in the hood, you have your name and then you have a nickname. I will never forget, I got arrested for identity theft. I mean, I didn't steal anybody's identity. Somebody stole mine and I was arrested because somebody stole my identity. So I'm at the police station. And they're booking me in. I'm in a suit and, you know, and all that. And they're like, okay, Kevin Jackson, blah, blah, blah. And they ask me this. So, and the cop's like, so you have any other names? And I go, no, just Kevin Jackson. And they go, well, do you have any street names or any nicknames? And I go, no. I go, well, my great-grandfather called me Buck, but he's the only person that ever called me that. And, you know, I go, is that kind of what you're looking for? He goes, no, I mean, like, you know, some people that, you know, they would recognize you and go, hey, what's, you know, and have, you know, they call you by another name. I go, no, I'm Kevin. He goes, you have no other name. And I go, no. I go, I have no other names. I'm not kidding. You guys think I'm kidding, but it's the truth. And the cop's like, surely, black man, you have a nickname. And I'm going, look, I've only been called by my name. When I was a fighter, I had a ring name, but nobody except fight fans would know it. No, I don't have a street name. And he couldn't believe it because we have that. So here's my point. Donald Trump understands the streets. So when he gives you a nickname, you think it's resonating just with the, you know, it's a funny thing. No, it isn't. It's Hillary's street name. What's up, Crooked? See, my grandfather was Pooka on the streets. Nobody called my grandfather by his name. If he was out and about, the dude would say, yo, Pooka. And I never understood it as a kid. I was like, why do they call him? I don't get it. My uncle was Obi, and his real name was Osby. And one of my other uncles was Squeakum. And I'm just, and here's the funny thing about this. My Uncle Squeakum, to this day, I don't even know his real name. You'll watch cop shows and people will go, what's his real name? I don't know. I only know him by June. So by giving these people street names, Adam Schiff has now become sleazy. And let me tell you, if you want to do a favor to the conservative movement, don't refer to Adam Schiff as Adam Schiff. Call him sleazy. That's his new street name. Donald Trump is giving out street names, and this is going to stick with these people for the rest of their careers. And it's your responsibility to do it. Adam Schiff is sleazy. Is Hillary is crooked.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.